Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Using Educational Criticism and Connoisseurship for Qualitative Research by P. Bruce Ermacher, Christy McConnell-Moroy, and David J. Flinders is a concise methodological guide for qualitative inquiry in education. The book explains educational criticism, a research approach associated with Elliot Eisner and shaped by practices from art, music, literature, drama, and dance criticism. Rather than treating research as neutral description alone, it presents inquiry as a disciplined act of noticing, interpreting, evaluating, and communicating the significance of educational events. Its purpose is practical, as well as conceptual. It helps researchers understand how connoisseurship, or refined perception, becomes criticism, or a public account of meaning and value. Written for graduate students, education researchers, curriculum scholars, evaluators, and teacher educators, the book addresses study design, description, interpretation, evaluation, and thematic analysis. Its distinctive contribution is showing how aesthetic and evaluative judgment can be used responsibly within qualitative research. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, connoisseurship as disciplined perception in educational settings. A central idea in the book is that connoisseurship is not a matter of personal preference or refined taste in a casual sense. It is the cultivated ability to notice meaningful qualities in educational situations that others may overlook, in classrooms, schools, programs, or curriculum experiences. Important evidence may appear in tone, pacing, spatial arrangement, interaction patterns, materials, gestures, or the relationship between stated aims and lived experience. The connoisseur develops sensitivity to these particulars through experience, reflection, and conceptual knowledge. This matters because educational life is often complex and layered. What is significant cannot always be captured by predetermined categories or standardized measures. The book positions connoisseurship as the perceptual foundation of educational criticism. Before a researcher can write a credible interpretation or evaluation, the researcher must learn to see and hear with care. The emphasis on perception also differentiates this method from approaches that begin primarily with coding schemes or procedural templates. Secondly, educational criticism as a public account of meaning and value. The book distinguishes connoisseurship from criticism by showing that perception alone is not enough for research. Connoisseurship is largely private until it is transformed into criticism, a communicable account that helps others understand the significance of an educational event. Educational criticism involves description, interpretation, evaluation, and thematic formulation. Its model draws from arts criticism, where a critic does more than report what is present. The critic helps readers perceive qualities, relationships, and consequences that might otherwise remain unnoticed. In educational research, this means making classroom or institutional experience intelligible without reducing it to simple variables. The critic must write in a way that is vivid enough to convey the character of the case and analytic enough to justify claims. This public dimension creates accountability. A criticism should allow readers to examine whether the account is plausible, whether the interpretations are grounded, and whether the value judgments are warranted by the evidence presented. Thirdly, study design shaped by purpose, setting, and educational significance. The book treats study design as more than a technical sequence of steps. In educational criticism and connoisseurship, design begins with a question about what educational situation deserves close attention and why it matters. The researcher must consider the setting, participants, forms of data, access, ethical responsibilities, and the kinds of experience that need to be observed or documented. Because this approach values qualitative richness, design cannot be reduced to collecting large amounts of information. The goal is to gather evidence that supports careful description, credible interpretation, and reasoned evaluation. Observations, interviews, documents, artifacts, and field notes may all contribute, but their usefulness depends on how they illuminate the educational qualities under study. The book is practical in showing that this method requires structure, even though it is responsive to context. A well-designed study gives the critic enough grounding to move from perception to public judgment without relying on impressionism or unsupported opinion. Fourthly, description and interpretation as linked forms of qualitative reasoning. A major methodological emphasis in the book is the relationship between description and interpretation. Description is not treated as a simple inventory of facts. It is a selective and disciplined representation of what gives an educational situation its character. The researcher decides which details help readers understand the scene, the interactions, and the felt quality of the experience. Interpretation then asks what those details mean within a broader educational frame. For example, a pattern of classroom interaction may suggest assumptions about authority, participation, learning, or curriculum purpose. The book emphasizes that interpretation should emerge from attentive engagement with the case rather than from forcing evidence into a prefabricated theory. At the same time, interpretation requires conceptual resources. Researchers need language and frameworks to explain why certain details matter. This linked process makes the method distinctive. It avoids bare reporting, but it also avoids abstract theorizing detached from lived educational experience. The result is a form of inquiry that makes meaning visible. Lastly, evaluation and thematics as the method's distinctive contribution. The evaluative dimension is one of the features that most clearly separates educational criticism from some other qualitative approaches. The book presents evaluation as a reasoned judgment about the educational value or significance of what has been studied. This does not mean simply declaring whether a program, lesson, or setting is good or bad. It means examining qualities in relation to educational purposes, consequences, and possibilities. The critic must make values explicit enough for readers to understand the basis of judgment. Thematics then helps move beyond a single case by identifying ideas, patterns, or issues that have wider relevance. A theme may connect the case to curriculum theory, pedagogy, institutional practice, or educational reform. This process gives the study intellectual reach without pretending that one case proves a universal law. Evaluation and thematics, therefore, work together. Evaluation clarifies significance, while themes show how that significance may inform broader educational understanding. In conclusion, this book is best suited for graduate students, qualitative researchers, curriculum scholars, educational evaluators, teacher educators, and advanced practitioners who want a method for studying educational experience in a nuanced and value-conscious way. Readers looking for a purely procedural manual may find it less conventional than coding-centered qualitative guides, but that is also its main benefit. It teaches researchers to attend to qualities of experience, not only to categories of data. Practically, it can help with designing qualitative studies, writing richer descriptions, making interpretations more accountable, and developing evaluations that are grounded rather than merely opinion-based. Intellectually, it offers a compact entry into the tradition of Elliot Eisner and shows why aesthetic judgment has a legitimate place in educational inquiry when handled with discipline. Compared with broader qualitative research textbooks, it stands out because it focuses deeply on one specialized approach instead of surveying many methods briefly. Compared with abstract discussions of arts-based inquiry, it is more directly oriented towards study design and application. Its value lies in bridging perception, interpretation, and evaluation, giving researchers a way to study education as lived practice, with both analytic care and explicit attention to value. If you would like to support P. Bruce Ermacher, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.